Archers for week 27th of January to the 1st of February 2002.
Peggy's got an announcement to make.
There you are.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Did you put sugar in mine?
No, but the bowl's just here.
Oh, right, thanks.
So, I expect you're both wondering why I've asked you round this afternoon.
Yeah, well, it did seem a bit odd, inviting us two, but not Pat or Brian.
Yes, very mysterious.
Ah, but you must allow your mother a bit of fun.
Anyway, as you know, I'm not getting any younger.
Oh, neither are we.
Please don't interrupt, dear.
Sorry.
Now, the point is that over the years, I've been lucky enough to accrue quite a bit of money.
Oh, all thoroughly deserved, of course.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. Now, I've decided that as I know the old maxim, you can't take it with you.
Oh, there's nothing wrong, is there, Mum?
Oh, no, not at all.
Of course not.
Well, if you're worried about what to do with your money, well, I think you should give yourself and Jack lots of treats.
We are doing, don't worry.
Yes, you should get away more. Go on a cruise, see the world.
Please, may I continue?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I have decided that I would like to make a gift to each of you.
Including Lillian, of course.
Of course. I would like to make a gift to each of you. An amount of money to spend on yourselves and nobody else.
That's why we didn't invite Brian or Pat.
I want you to indulge yourselves with it. Buy something you wouldn't otherwise have considered.
Oh, Mum, you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's very kind,
and your mother won't take no for an answer.
I've already made the checks out. Have you got them, Jack?
Oh, yes, they're right here.
So, I hope you'll both be happy to accept £5,000. Jennifer? Tony?
5,000?
Oh, Mum. Oh, that's far too much.
No, it isn't. I want to have the pleasure of watching you enjoy yourselves with it. You won't deny me that, will you?
No, of course not.
It'll be our pleasure, too.
Yes, it will. I don't really know what else to say.
Just thank you will do.
Yes, of course. Oh, thanks, Mum. Oh, this is wonderful. I wasn't expecting this at all.
Oh, thank you, Mum. It's a lovely present.
That's all right. You deserve it, both of you.
Well, I'll have to think about what to spend it on now.
Well, of course, it's up to you. But I hope you'll spend it on something like a lovely holiday or... Or perhaps some nice clothes, Tony.
Oh, I'm sure we'll think of something.
The only condition is that you have to let your mother know what you've decided. Perhaps she could even help you choose.
Well, that'd be nice, but you don't have to.
Does Lillian know about this yet?
No, in fact, it'd be a good idea to ring her now. But not out here with this rain.
That's the only trouble with conservatories. Too noisy when it's like this. Let's go into the living room.
Yes, I can ring her in there.
Oh, I bet she'll be thrilled as well.
Soaked.
Would you believe it? There wasn't a sign of this when we went into the pub.
Oh, never mind. Mm. Oh, what we need now is a good rub down and then to curl up in front of a nice big fire.
Don't think I can help with the fire. There might be a towel in the back here.
I don't suppose there's time to go back to the cottage and warm ourselves up.
Not if you think Tim will be back before five. It's too risky.
Shame.
Sorry, no towel.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's only my hair that's where you got wet. And I don't need this coat on now we're inside.
Let me help. You better get back soon.
Yeah. Where was it Jennifer's gone again?
Oh, some mysterious meeting Peggy's invited her and Tony to. Pat and I were specifically excluded.
Very intriguing. Still, at least it's given us a couple of hours together.
Yes, it has.
I needn't worry. No one can see us. It's all steamed up.
Oh, you're very naughty, you know.
Yeah, that's just how you like me. wish it wasn't just these snatched moments together, though.
Oh, so do I, darling.
What about this trip to Hungary?
What about it?
Well, perhaps I can arrange another trip to Hanover to coincide with your date. Then we could have a couple of days together.
Actually, I'm afraid it won't work this time. Because Oliver's coming as well.
Oh, that doesn't matter. You can always invent some reason for staying on an extra couple of days, and then I could join
you. No, look, Siobhan, that wouldn't work either. You see, Jenny's going to be there too.
Oh, I see. Ah, so that's that then.
Well, unfortunately, yes.
Oh, not to worry, eh?
I'm sorry. But I mean, she actually wanted to come last time. I could hardly turn her down again.
Yes, all right. You needn't explain. I dare say there'll be other opportunities.
Of course there will.
Anyway, we'd better get back to my car. Tim will be home soon.
Yes. Suppose we better head.
That seemed to go down very well.
It did, rather.
Did you see the look on Tony's face when you told them?
Yes. I think Jennifer was pleasantly surprised, too.
Yeah, wasn't she just? Oh, and what about Lillian? What did she say?
Oh, she was absolutely thrilled. Even more than I thought she would be, in fact.
Well, she has been feeling a bit sorry for herself. Another glass, Peggy.
Oh, I think I might.
Ah, good.
Well, this is not easy for Lillian, all on her own in Guernsey.
I know. But she will insist on staying out there.
Yes, you think £5,000 would be neither here nor there to her.
But it's the thought that counts. It means so much more than the actual amount.
Oh, I hope so.
I wonder what they'll do with it.
So do I. Lillian said you could think of several things she might use it for.
More plastic surgery?
Now, Jack.
I don't expect it'll take Jennifer too long to decide either.
No, I'd love to see her spoil herself with a new outfit. On a trip to somewhere exotic.
But as for Tony...
Oh, well, he always was a bit of a ditherer.
But how are you going to make a decision when there's so many things to choose from?
Oh, I'm sure I'll think of something. Oh, there was rather a gorgeous suit I saw in Folkestone the other week.
Oh, well, I'm sure you can think of something more exciting than that.
Yes. Oh, we could always put in that sauna we've talked about.
Oh, not for £5,000.
No, I suppose not.
That coffee, really?
Yes, really. Hey, how about a nice trip to somewhere exciting?
Oh, isn't Budapest exciting enough for you?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, maybe I'll find something rather wonderful in the shops there.
I shouldn't think so. Although, actually, that is a point. Mm-hmm. Well, if you've got all this money to spend, you might find Budapest rather disappointing.
And what do you mean?
Well, I mean, perhaps you should give this trip a miss and go somewhere... somewhere rather more glamorous, like Milan or Barcelona.
Oh, no, I definitely want to go to Budapest. It sounds fascinating.
Well, I hope so, but the shops won't be as good there, will they?
But that'll be half the fun of it, discovering all the differences.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
And if I can find something over there to spend my money on, then all the better.
Well, so long as you don't end up being disappointed.
Why should I? Oh, honestly, Brian, you make it sound as though we're going somewhere terribly primitive.
Well, it's only a dozen years since the Iron Curtain came down. We've still got a long way to catch up.
Then the more people like us that go over there and spend our money, the more it helps their economy. And that's precisely why you've been invited there in the first place, isn't it?
Of course.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Oh, it's absolutely filthy out there.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad I put the leaks off.
I'll bet. I've just been round to see Cathy.
I know. How was she?
Oh, she still seems a bit flat. So I suggested we went out bowling for her birthday.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, she seemed pretty keen. Rather than a meal, you know.
Oh, I could come with you if you like.
Oh, I think she'd prefer it to be girls only.
Oh, but you need someone to show you how to do it properly. They didn't used to call me the Strike King for nothing, you know.
The Strike King?
Yeah.
Whoever called you that?
Oh, one or two people.
Were they on something?
No, they weren't. Admittedly, it was rather a long time ago, though.
Oh, must have been before my time. Anyway, Cathy and I want a girls' night out, so that's that.
Oh, all right. I know what I'm not wanting.
Have you seen Helen, by the way?
No. Isn't she in the cheese room?
Well, she wasn't when I last looked.
Oh, perhaps she's popped out somewhere.
She didn't say she was going anywhere.
Well, maybe she didn't feel she had to tell you.
Do you think I'm being too protective with her?
Yeah, just a bit.
She still doesn't seem right, though.
Yeah, true. She nearly snapped my head off this morning just because I'd finished the packet of cereal she wanted.
Well, there you are. I just wish I could get her to talk to me about this problem with Greg.
You mean her being jealous of Michelle?
If that's what it is, yes.
Well, but you can't sort it out for her.
Oh, I know that. I can't help thinking she's using the cheese to distract her from dealing with it.
Well, if she is, it's not a bad distraction. So, aren't you going to ask me how the meeting with Mum went?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, what was all the mystery about?
She's giving us all £5,000.
What? Each?
Yes.
What, Lillian as well?
Yeah, she phoned her up to tell her.
Oh, that's very generous, but why?
Well, apparently she just wants to see us enjoy ourselves.
There isn't something she hasn't told us?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Now, Jennifer worried about that too, but, you know, Mum, she's as fit as a fiddle.
And what a lovely surprise. There's quite a few things we could do with replacing round the farm.
Hey, hold on. Before you start spending my money...
Oh, sorry, of course, it's up to you. But just in case you can't think of anything, I reckon for that sort of money we could get a reconditioned filler for the yoghurts.
No, Pat. You're missing the point.
Am I?
Yes. Mum said this money is for an indulgence. For me, Pat.
Oh, I see.
So that's exactly what I intend to do.
Well, Tony, you're not going to waste it on a train set or something like that,
no,
are you?
No. It's going to be much better than that. I know exactly what I'm going to spend it on.
What do you think, Mum?
It's marvellous. Do you think you could turn the engine off a minute?
No, I've got a better idea. Why don't you get in and I'll take you for a spin?
Well, yes, all right. I suppose I could.
We'll have the top down and you can feel the wind in your hair. Do you want a hand getting in? It's quite low down, so you have to be careful.
No, I'm all right. Gosh, how exciting. I don't think I've ever been in one of these before.
Then you are in for a treat. It's a midget, and it's absolutely wonderful. Thanks, Mum.
I'm amazed you've managed to spend it so quickly.
You do approve, don't you?
Of course. How did you find it?
I've wanted one of these for ages. I'm always scanning the second-hand car columns, looking out for them. When I saw this one, I knew it'd be just right. She's a beauty.
It's a lovely shade of red.
Yes. I'm calling her Esme, after the number plate, ESM.
Oh, yes, I see.
And feel these leather seats. Aren't they great?
Yes. Although it is a little difficult to make yourself really comfortable in them.
Oh, only because they're lower than you're used to. They're fine once you get the hang of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and just listen to that engine. It's like a tiger roaring.
I suppose it is a little bit.
Getting this car's like a dream come true. And it's all down to you.
Well, that's precisely why I gave you the money. So that you can spend it on something that makes you happy.
Well, you've certainly succeeded. Thanks again.
What does Pat think?
Oh, she loves it. I took her out earlier. She thinks it's great fun. Even if she was worried at first about it not being very green.
Isn't it?
Ah, it's fine these days. Even 4-star is lead reduced.
So that's all right.
Yeah. Tom and Helen aren't so keen, though.
Why not?
Well, Helen thinks I've reverted to some sort of unreconstructed male stereotype. Tom thinks it doesn't suit me. He says I'm too old for it.
Oh, that's nonsense. Don't you think we should slow down a bit for this tractor?
We're all right. It's no problem with these brakes. And if we pull into the side here, they can get past quite easily. All right, Arthur. Hey, did you see the look on his face?
Yes. I wonder if Tom's a little jealous because you've got the sort of car he'd like.
Yeah, probably. especially as I had to tell him the insurance for his age group is far too expensive to let him drive it.
Never mind, he can enjoy driving with you.
Yes, of course he can. Right, let's see what she can do now.
I've talked to Jason, and he's coming in next week to do the fittings. Though he's not sure which day yet.
Well, I still think it's a daft idea introducing a video section. We've already got our hands full as it is.
We've got to look for ways to build on our trade. It's a very competitive market out there.
We know that, but we both still want you to reconsider.
Oh, it's too late, Betty, I can't.
Why not?
I've already made the deal with a highly respected national supplier. I can't bring an egg on them.
I thought you were going to get your videos from Eddie.
Oh, no, 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 that's far too risky. It's all got to be completely legitimate and above board.
Well, I think Eddie was relying on that.
Oh, no, we never made a formal agreement. I just said I'd think about it.
Anyway, I think that's me done for today.
But where's Susan?
Oh, she went home at lunchtime.
She's supposed to be coming back in, though.
No, she's decided not to come.
Why not? I asked her to help us clear some space for the new shelving units.
I know, but she's too busy with Christopher and Emma.
Oh, that's a pity.
Look, to be honest, Mr. Woolley, we both feel this new scheme is, to say the least, a bit misguided.
Why?
Well, to start with, we don't reckon it's going to make as much money as you think.
Don't you?
No. People who want to rent videos have been going to other places for years. Why should they start using us?
Because we'll be more convenient.
Well, that's as maybe, but for the extra work it's going to involve, we really don't think it's worth it.
But I'm relying on you two.
Look, it's difficult enough coping with the post office and the shop without people coming in for videos as well.
But that's what we want, though.
And now you're expecting us to drop everything and help set it up. Where's it going to end?
But what do you mean?
Well, next you'll be asking us to work every evening. That's when people decide they want a video, isn't it?
Actually, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, we think it's a bad idea all round.
Really?
Yeah. Now, look, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go and sort my ends out before I start at the Bull.
But you're not staying either?
No, I'm not actually feeling 100% at the moment, Mr. Woolley. And like Susan, I can't just drop everything for the sake of this shop. And besides, if Jason's not coming in till next week, why do it now?
Because you never know with Jason. He might ring up and say he can't do next week, but how about tomorrow?
Well, with all due respect, that's not my problem.
But I can't move all this stuff on my own.
Is there any chance of a stamp, Betty? I know I'm a bit late.
No, but... I'm afraid there isn't.
Oh, right.
Now, I need to get off. I hope you'll lock up for me, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, yes, I will.
Are you sure I can't buy just one off you? You can put it through the till tomorrow.
No, I'm sorry, but I've got to go now. Oh.
Was it something I said?
No, George, don't worry. It's not you.
I hope not.
I think I've got a couple of stamps in here you can have.
Oh, I only need the one, thanks.
Ah, yeah, here's one. But I wonder if you could do me a favour in return.
Well, I expect so, if you'll tell me what it is.
Oh, good.
Oh, hello, Fallon.
Very flash car you just got out of.
Yes, it's my son's.
Oh.
He only bought it today.
Oh, it's very nice.
He took me out for a ride with the hood down.
I bet you enjoyed that.
Yes, I did rather. Felt like we were going very fast.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's probably messed up my hair, though.
No, it looks fine.
And I must say, it's very difficult to stop your skirt riding up your legs when you're getting in and out.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with showing a bit of leg now and again, though, is there?
No, I suppose not. How are you getting on at college?
All right.
And what course is it you're doing?
It's a BTEC diploma in popular music performance.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Mm. You enjoying it?
Yeah, most of it's great. It's a lot of technical stuff, which is quite hard, but... Mm-hmm. We get to work in the studio, which I love, and... Oh, and we're going to form our own band for one of the modules.
Oh, is that the one you've been rehearsing with in the village?
No, that's different. That's Dross.
Ah, yes, that's right, yeah.
Hey, we're doing our first gig on Friday upstairs at the Bull. You should come and see us.
Oh, well, that's a kind thought, but I don't really think it's my sort of thing.
No, I suppose not.
I'm more of a Scrabble person. I'm looking forward to the tournament here on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen the posters for it.
Would you like to come? Do you play?
No, not really. But well, I'm a bit tied up on Thursday. Anyway, I better go, because I've got rehearsal, and it's starting to rain now as well.
And I'd better get inside and set things up for the ladies at the WI.
Yeah, great. Well, see you.
Bye.
So you see, Betty, the body was fully restored in 92, I think.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can see the love that's gone into it. They replaced virtually everything. Sills, wings, floor, both doors.
Do you think there's any of the original car left?
Oh, yes, of course there is. Although he did change the engine a couple of years ago. It's an Ocelli. 1380 cc's.
Well, that doesn't sound very powerful.
No, it's plenty good enough, believe me.
But is it reliable?
Oh, yes. This engine's a thing of beauty. Precision crafted. It's not just a number off a conveyor belt.
It's very generous of Mrs. Woolley to give you all that money.
Yes, you're right. Good old mum. Ah, she really loved going out in it.
I expect Mike would have liked something like that when I had my little nest egg last year.
Still, you use your money very wisely, getting into the eggs.
Oh, yeah, I've no regrets about that.
But I don't feel guilty about splashing out on Esme. I've spoiled myself like that for years.
And why not?
Yeah, precisely. Makes me feel 20 years younger when I'm driving it.
About the same age as the car, then.
What? Yes. I suppose we're a couple of old crocs together. Ah, but it does feel good.
Has Helen started on her cheese yet?
Hmm? Oh, no, that's tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns out.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh, dear, here we go.
Oh, you lose custom with that racket.
You don't have to tell me.
Hey, just getting some drinks for rehearsals, okay?
Okay, what are you getting?
Just a couple of halves and some rum and cokes.
No, you're not. You're underage.
This is all right. Mum said we could.
Well, not while I'm working here, you're not.
But she said it wouldn't matter just this once.
Well, what would happen if a policeman walked in and saw me letting you help yourself?
Well, that's not going to happen, though.
Well, it might, and if Sid lost his licence, your mum might think it matters then.
So you're not going to let me have them?
No, I'm not.
Betty's right, you know.
Oh, all right, well, I'll just have some cokes and lemonades then.
Your mum's paying, is she?
Yeah.
So where's the money?
Oh, you want me to go and get it?
Yeah.
Oh, honestly.
I don't know. Kids today, eh?
I think Jolene indulges her too much.
I'm not sure about that. All kids try it on sometimes.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And besides, what's wrong with a little indulgence every now and again, eh?
This way. To me. Oh.
To you?
To me. Slightly left.
Eh?
Sorry, George. Slightly right. You can put it down now. Oh, that'll do for the cakes and biscuits. But where are we going to put the stationery?
Oh, for heaven's sake, does it really matter?
Oh, yes, we don't want Betty and Susan getting confused.
Well, it's all been changed around anyway. They're bound to be confused.
Not if we get everything organised.
Oh, I only came in for a stamp. Yeah, here I am, nearly 2 hours later, and it looks no better than when we started.
Oh, it does. And don't think I'm not grateful. I couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, I know.
Now, what do you think about putting the stationery over in that corner? Yeah,
but it's the same corner we moved it away from an hour ago.
Is it?
Yes. Look, I don't wish to be rude, Jack, but I need to get home and finish the outline I'm going to present to the parish council on the development report.
Oh, then I mustn't stop you.
No. Well, you already have.
You won't forget to mention the inspector's recommendation to be sure to incorporate the element of low-cost housing.
Of course not.
Because the last thing we want is people like Matt Crawford riding roughshod over the wishes of the community.
Would you like to write it for me?
Oh, no. I'm sure you can manage on your own. But it'll be up to all of us to keep a close eye on the applications.
Ah, well, we'll just have to see what gets proposed.
Mm. You know, George, I think perhaps we should leave this how it is now.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah. The main thing is, there's enough space for Jason to work.
Well, I'm not sure Betty and Susan will like it.
Well, if they don't, then I'll just have to deal with their complaints in the morning.
Daddy's working on a new business plan, but Joe's more interested in other matters.
I don't know why you're tapping this cider now.
Yeah, well, I like to keep an eye on it.
You can't wait till it's ready, more like. I don't know, you can drink it like that.
You didn't have to come with me if you didn't want to. Yeah. Cheers.
Ain't got nothing else to do, have I? Now, Jack Woolley's knocked me back on them videos.
I had them all lined up.
It's getting there. I wish you'd cheer up. Even Edward's in a better mood than you are.
Yeah. Well, that's because he's got something to look forward to.
You mean at a concert on Friday?
Yeah. I remember that feeling. A tingle inside. And then,
when you step on that stage. The crowd clapping and cheering.
You mean the dog, Morley?
We played some big crowds, and I bet we still could.
Nah, you're better off leaving all that to Edward now. As long as I don't have to go and listen.
Well, they sound all right. It just ain't your sort of music. Like your sort ain't theirs.
Ah, well, you can see that again.
Look, shall I chuck what's left in here?
Don't touch it.
Oh, come on, Dad. That stuff will rot your guts.
They're my guts, and I do what I like with them, yeah.
Cider ain't blessed till cuckoo comes to nest. That's what you always used to say.
Yeah, well, I know, and it's still true. But I thought you was going to do some market research.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was asking round before I got distracted with them videos.
Yeah, what about?
Rabbits. If people still like eating them or not.
Oh, you can't beat a good rabbit stew.
No, I know. I told Clara to do us one tonight.
Good.
There's good money to be made out of rabbits these days, Dad.
You reckon?
Yeah. I read this article, and it said you can make $7,500 a year from 100 does.
Well, you want to breed them?
Yeah, like you did before.
Oh, that must be, what, more than 20-odd years ago now, surely.
Ah, oh, means you know all about it, though, don't you?
Hard work. And anyway, where would we keep 100 does? Hard enough room to swing a cat as it is.
Oh, I don't know. We'd sort summer out.
It's a daft idea.
You don't know what you're talking about. Clary will agree with me. She knows a good idea when she sees one.
Helen?
Oh, Greg. Didn't see you there.
I see you've started the cheese.
Well spotted.
Yeah, I'm not interrupting, am I?
Yes, but at least you put on the right gear.
Oh, protective clothing. Yeah, your mum gave it me.
Excuse me, I need the knife.
Right. Oh, interesting, Mark.
Called a harp knife.
Oh, right. So, how's it going?
Fine.
Yes, honey, what are you doing now?
Well, I'm cutting the coagulum, then I'm going to scald it for half an hour, and after that I'll let the whey act on it.
It all sounds very technical.
Oh, it's not too difficult if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, I brought you some chocolate.
Thanks.
Yeah, I would have been here sooner, only the queue in the shop was stretching right outside. It seems Betty and Susan are having a hard time because Jack moved everything round last night.
Really?
Nobody knows where anything is.
I'd hate it if that happened in my shop.
I know you would.
Yeah, well, you know me so well, don't you?
Helen, why are you being like this?
Like what?
You know, off with me. Like when I phone, you say you're too busy to talk or you can't come out.
I'm okay, just leave it, Greg.
Look, what about tonight? Let me take you out for a meal.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Helen. We've got to sort this out. Let me pick you up at 7.
Right, then. Let's have Biff up here so I can take a look.
Yeah, OK. No, it's all right, Pip. Let me do it.
But I want
to. No, you can hold him once he's up.
Easy, boy. OK, let's get him on his side.
Right.
Oh, boy. Easy now. Yeah, was it you who noticed there was something wrong, Pip?
I wanted to tickle his tummy, then I saw he'd cut himself.
Yeah, well, you did exactly the right thing getting your dad to bring him in. Quite a nasty gash. That's it, boy. Now, let me lift your leg up.
I think he must have caught himself jumping over some barbed wire.
Yeah, more than likely. Well, luckily it isn't infected.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
That's because you acted so promptly, Pip. I see quite a few other dogs whose owners don't bring them in for several days.
Yeah, it's not easy to take them out of work, though.
No, but that's when these wounds become infected.
Right.
Well, fortunately, the cut doesn't extend to his leg, so he shouldn't be off for more than a few days.
What are you going to do to him?
Well, I'm going to clean his wound and then put some stitches in to close it up.
Will it hurt?
No, he'll be asleep when we do it. Which means you can either leave him with us overnight or bring him back first thing in the morning. But if you do that, he mustn't have anything to eat after midnight.
Well, I think we'll leave him here. It'll be easier.
But I want to look after him.
No, Pip. He'll be perfectly happy here.
Yeah, it'll be like staying in a hotel for him.
Oh, blast. I meant to drop off that catalogue Shula left at our place.
What catalogue?
Oh, it's just something she left for Ruth ages ago. She phoned the other day to ask for it back.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can pick it up on my way home. Be nice to see Ruth.
Yeah, okay.
How's the pregnancy going, by the way?
Mummy says the baby won't stop moving.
And she never stops complaining about it. But you'll find that out for yourself when you see her.
All right, this should be ready in about half an hour.
Lovely.
I'm glad you're looking forward to it, because you'll be having the same again tomorrow night.
Well, hello, Shrivet Stew.
Remember, I'm babysitting Jamie after I've done the early shift at the ball tomorrow. Which reminds me, I'd better get a move on now.
You do too much, Ferry.
Oh, well, someone's got to keep earning.
Don't you reckon she does too much, sir?
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Clary?
Yeah?
I've been reading this article, and I reckon there's definitely a future in rabbits.
Hang on, can we start this conversation again? I think I missed something.
It's just another one of his daft ideas.
No, it ain't. This is going to be my next enterprise.
Rabbits?
Yeah, we can start a rabbit farm.
You're joking.
No, straight up. You'd be perfect to run it, just like Betty does with the chickens.
Oh, I see Muggins here gets the short straw once again.
Oh, we'd help out when we could. All you have to do is feed and clean them out.
No, Eddie, I ain't doing it.
Why not?
Because I've already got two jobs and I have to look after you lot. There ain't no way I'm taking on anything else.
But we could make big money with this. There'll only be 100 of them.
And where would we keep 100 rabbits?
That's what I said.
Oh, I don't know. We'd find somewhere.
Well, there ain't no way I'm getting involved.
Me neither.
Why can't you two see what a good idea it is?
Because we ain't got the space and nobody except you wants to do it.
I agree.
So there's no chance then?
No.
It feels like it's playing for England in there.
Well, I don't think I'd fancy one of David Beckham's free kicks inside me.
Still, there's only a few weeks to go. Did you want a biscuit? That's if Bert's left any.
No, no, I'm fine with just tea.
I hope you realise Pip probably won't sleep tonight. She'll be too worried about Biff.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm sure Daniel would be the same.
She's told me all about the lovely hotel he's staying at.
Yeah, he'll be very well looked after by Yasmin. Oh, incidentally, Pip hasn't mentioned anything about Daniel at school recently, has she?
No, should she have done?
Well, it's probably nothing, but... Well, he's come home a couple of times saying that some of the other children have been picking on him.
Not Pip, though.
No, he hasn't mentioned any names, but... Well, I'm sure it wouldn't be her.
Oh, hi, Alistair. That was quick.
Well, I managed to get off on time for a change. Shula and I might even manage a nice supper together.
Oh, well, I've got an evening's plastering in the baby's room to look forward to.
That sounds like fun.
I know I shouldn't be giving you an excuse, but you were going to sort out those Hassett Hills invoices tonight.
Oh, yeah, so I was. Oh, well, I'll have to see if I can fit in some plastering afterwards.
Pip hasn't mentioned anything about Daniel being picked on at school, has she?
No, can't say she has. Why, is he having problems?
No, not really. He's probably just fallen out with someone over his Harry Potter cards or something.
Yeah, probably. You know what kids are like.
I haven't eaten at the ball for ages. I hope the food's all right.
Sure it will be.
Shall we have a bottle of red?
If you like.
Perhaps you'd prefer white.
Oh, whatever.
Helen, we've got to sort things out between us.
Well, there's nothing like being direct, is there?
Please, this isn't a game. I've got to know what's bothering you.
Can't you guess?
Is it Michelle?
Ah, well done. Oh, I'm amazed it's taken you this long to work it out.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you go over there on holiday, and when you come back, it's all Michelle this and Michelle that.
Look, Helen, you've got to understand what it was like.
I think I understand all right. I've seen the photos, remember? Smile on her face when she's looking at you, your arm around her on that bench.
I only did that because the girls asked me to. Just for the picture.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And what about when she phoned up after you got back?
That was only because Sonia kept pestering her to find out if I'd got home safely.
There's always a convenient excuse.
What have I got to do to convince you? Everything that happened out there, the whole point of going in the first place, it was all for Annette and Sonia's sake.
Yeah, well, so you say. But how do I know Michelle doesn't have a different agenda?
She doesn't.
Did you really have to get on that well?
It was for the children. It's nothing more than that. Because I love you. Oh, God, I don't want to lose you. I love you so much.
Oh, hello, you too. I didn't expect to see you in there.
No, we decided to pop out for a change.
Yeah. I saw you doing your cheese earlier on, Helen. It's looking very good.
Yeah, I'm pleased with it.
Oh, somebody saying to you?
Yes.
Thanks.
Right. Well, I'll just go and get me rolls. I'll see you later.
Do you think it's funny that as soon as Pascal's out the picture, Michelle invites you over?
No, because while he was around, she knew there'd be tension between us and it would upset the girls.
She was very quick, though.
I sent a card and present first, remember? But anyway, that's beside the point. There's nothing going on between Michelle and me, and there never will be.
Yeah, but how can I be sure? She's still very attractive and she's available. I'm sure Sonia and Annette would love it.
I'm prepared to do a lot to make them happy, but not that. Wild horses wouldn't drag me back into a relationship with Michelle.
Do you really mean that?
Yes, I swear. I love you, Helen. And I want us to be together and to grow our relationship together. Please.
That's what I want to.
That's why I've been like this. Come here.
What?
I love you, Helen.
Me too.
Kathy is looking forward to her birthday outing with Pat, but where's the babysitter?
It's not like Clary letting me down like this.
You know she wouldn't if she could possibly help it. It's just very unfortunate Betty's come down with the flu.
I know that. But surely they could have coped with one less behind the bar. Especially as Sid knows it's my birthday.
Do you think he's remembered?
Yes, of course he has.
Did he send you a card?
No, but then I'd hardly expect one these days. Do you think it'll be all right? I mean, it wouldn't have been my first choice as a babysitter.
Well, no, but he and Jamie get on well together, don't they?
Well, yes.
Now, honestly, honestly, I wouldn't worry about it. Jamie's already in his pyjamas, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, as long as we tell Ed to get him into bed by, say, 9 o'clock, there shouldn't be a problem.
There aren't any lights on next door. I don't know where he is.
Clary will make sure he gets here on time.
Why can't you if she's working?
Ed's not going to be fool enough to pass up the chance of earning a tenner.
Look, if the taxi gets here and he hasn't turned up, then we'll just have to call the whole thing off.
No, no, we won't. He'll be here. Hey, are you going to the Scrabble evening tomorrow?
After the trouble I've had finding a babysitter tonight, you must be joking.
I suppose I could always do it.
No, you want to go yourself. Besides, I'm not really that bothered about Scrabble. It's hardly going to attract the eligible young men of Borsetshire, is it?
No, but it should still be fun.
I'm going to have my fun tonight at the bowling. That's if we ever get there.
Oh,
Kathy. Oh, are you all right up there, Jamie? It'll be here in a minute. I hope.
I remember playing Scrabble with our lot when they were younger.
How are things between Helen and Greg?
Oh, much better, I think. They went out last night and she didn't get back till this morning. She was like a different person, positively threw herself into finishing off the cheese.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's a big relief, considering how moody she's been recently.
No, there's the taxi and no sign of Ed.
Look, shall I go and see if he's coming?
Well, what's the point? He won't be.
Don't be so pessimistic. He might. Look, tell the taxi driver to hold on for a couple of minutes. It's not even 8 yet.
OK. Can you hang on a minute?
I'm sure he'll be here soon.
I hope you're right.
I wonder if Jennifer's decided what to do with her 5,000 yet.
Can't imagine.
At least Tony didn't hang round before deciding what to do with his.
Oh, no.
You could tell Jack and Peggy were surprised, but then so was I. I knew he liked sports cars. I never thought he'd go out and get one.
Yeah. Well, I'll be out in a second, all right?
Oh, thank heavens for that.
I told you so.
No, you're just in time.
Oh, no, I've just been rehearsing.
Oh, yes, of course.
Jolene told us to play quiet. I mean, what is she like?
Well, you've got to appreciate your music's not everyone's taste.
Yeah, but that's their problem, isn't it? You know, you're lucky to get me in such short notice, especially as we're gigging on Friday.
Yeah, well, now you are here, there's one or two things I need to tell you.
Right, like not letting Jamie put his fingers in the plug sockets.
It's not funny, Ed.
No, I'm sorry.
Don't let him switch anything on in the kitchen.
I won't.
And he's already brushed his tea, so he shouldn't have anything else to eat.
Yeah, all right.
You can read to him for a while, but he must be in bed by 9 at the very latest. And then you can watch what you like on the telly after that. Oh, so long as you keep the volume down.
At what time will you be back?
Oh, before midnight, I expect.
Well, great. Have a good time.
We will.
Jamie, Ed's here.
Hello. Hello, Jamie.
We're here. Brilliant.
How's it going?
Come on, Jamie. Say bye-bye. You'll be a good boy, won't you?
Of course I will.
We'll see you later then.
Right, Ed, help yourself to tea or coffee and biscuits.
Yeah, all right, thanks. All bye.
Bye then.
Have a good time, Mummy.
Oh, thank you, darling. I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. Do you want to see my cars?
Yeah. After that, I've got some chocolate we can share. And we can play some games if you like.
Yeah.
So, which one do you reckon? Death Wish 3 or Doom?
It'd be nice if they put something interesting on for a change.
If you're not going to watch television, then perhaps you can help me decide what to spend this money on.
Oh, no, that's far too dangerous. You'd never agree with anything I suggested anyway.
I might.
I think I'll stick to something much safer, like reading the paper.
But I need your help. I can't really make my mind up myself. There's so many things I could do with it.
I'm sure you'll make the right decision in the end. As far as I'm concerned, it's your money, and you can do whatever you like with it.
Well, I must say that isn't very helpful. Mm.
Do you know how cold it is at this time in Hungary?
No.
I looked it up the other day. The average temperature is just below freezing.
Then we'll have to take our thermals and lots of warm jumpers, won't we?
We certainly will.
What I really can't decide is whether to spend the money on something just for me, like Tony did with his car, or something for all of us.
You know all those things in Budapest you said you wanted to see?
Huh? Oh, like the Parliament building and the palace on Castle Hill.
Yes. You are sure they'll be open at this time of year? But I'd hate you to go all that way and end up being disappointed.
Well, of course they will be. They want to attract tourists, not shut them out. They're hardly going to close their major attractions.
I don't know. When you think of all the stately homes around here that close in the winter.
Oh, honestly, listening to you, anybody think you were trying to persuade me not to go?
No, of course not. It's just the last thing I want is for you to go all that way and be bored rigid while we're off looking around the farms.
Oh, I'm sure I won't be. Even if I was, I can go shopping.
Yes. Expect they've still got a few bargains left over from the autonomous collectives.
I don't know why you're being so cynical.
I'm not. I'm just being realistic, darling. All I'm saying is don't raise your hopes too high.
Well, at this rate, I certainly won't.
Look, do you think Alice will be all right here with Debbie and Simon?
I should think she'll have a whale of a time.
So long as they don't throw any wild parties.
Well, I don't really think that's Debbie and Simon's style, darling.
Yeah, you're right there.
I expect they'll take her out to see a film.
Yes, probably. You mustn't worry about her, though.
We're only going for 3 nights. Besides, I'm sure I'll find the company diverting.
What about the first day on your own?
Oh, didn't you know? I won't be on my own. Oliver's invited Caroline along.
Oh, really? Well, darling, of course, if that makes it awkward for you...
It won't.
I'd quite understand if you change your mind.
Oh, really? I'll be perfectly happy. Anyway, we don't have to stay together all the time.
No, of course not.
There'll still be the evening, the whole of the next day to look forward to.
Yeah, that's true.
All that lovely food and wine. I'm sure it's going to be very romantic.
Let's hope so.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I want to use that money to bring Kate... Lucas and Nolly over here, possibly for Easter.
Oh, no.
Oh, why ever not?
That girl's had far too many handouts from us already. Besides, what would Debbie and Alice think if you spent it all on Kate?
I'm sure they'd understand. After all, how often do we all get to see Nolly?
Oh, that's not the point.
Well, what is then?
Well, as I said before, Kate's got to learn to stand on her own 2 feet and not expect regular handouts from us.
But it's hardly going to be regular, is it? I've no idea whether Mum's ever going to give me that sort of money again.
Precisely. So why don't you let Kate save up and come over here when she can afford it?
Because I want to see them and I can't wait that long.
Well, I think it'd be very foolish.
Oh, well, that's just typical of you, isn't it?
What?
Well, you're perfectly happy to throw your money around on various risky projects, like this whole Hungarian venture.
Well, I haven't seen you complaining about going to Budapest.
I suggest spending a mere £5,000 on bringing our family together. You condemn me for it.
You're blowing this out of proportion.
No, I am not. As far as I'm concerned, if that money pays for their return fares and a few treats while they're over here, then it will have been well spent.
Well, in that case, I don't know why you bothered asking me.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was wonderful.
Now, if I'm coming in for a nightcap, I think we should get in out of the rain.
Oh, but don't you just love the feel of it on your face?
Not when it means getting soaked through.
It makes you feel so alive.
Oh, come on, you stupid thing.
All right. Now, let's see if I can find the keys.
I certainly hope so, because I don't fancy standing out here too long. Too cold for that.
Wasn't it funny? The way those men get strutting and preening every time they scored a strike.
They were very silly.
Especially that one whose trousers were too tight. He was so serious, wasn't he?
Can I help the ladies?
What a prat!
Exactly. Did he offer you his phone number as well?
Oh,
I know, it was so embarrassing.
You fancied his friend, though.
The one in the red and white shirt?
Yeah, that's right.
Definitely gay.
Well, how could you tell?
Oh, I could tell all right.
Oh, that's a pity. Why is it that all the decent men around our age are either married or gay?
I don't know, you tell me.
Oh. Have you found that key yet?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I've forgotten about that.
Oh, come on, let me have a look.
No, it's all right. I've got it. Ah, here it is. I'll call Tony and tell him to pick me up in half an hour, shall I?
Okay.
What on earth is that?
I don't know, but it'll wake Jamie up if Ed doesn't turn it down.
Oh, what on earth do you think you're doing, Ed?
Yes, you can wake it. Jamie?
Hello, Mummy.
I'll turn this off, shall I?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, my God, he shouldn't be watching that.
Oh, is he?
I should hope not.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Look, I nearly got the highest score.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes, many people.
Yeah, yes, thank you, Jamie. I am sure you have done very well, but let's turn it off now, eh?
All right.
What does Ed think he's doing?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, dear.
Now, Jamie, why are you still awake?
I've been looking after Ed.
Oh, really?
Yes, and we mustn't wake him up.
Why not?
Because he's had a very hard day.
Oh, he has he? Well, we'll see about that then. Wake up, Ed! What is going on?
I'm having a sleep.
Listen, please, while I give a brief explanation of the rules for tonight's competition.
Don't you just love it when Linda comes over all masterful?
You are being ironic, aren't you?
Of course.
Each board or game will consist of groups of four players sitting at each table. Mm-hmm. During the course of the evening, we shall play three games, two before supper and one after. Now, for ease of administration, I have colour-coded each table.
Oh, no, here we go.
And you will find you have each been allocated to a different table and a different set of playing partners for each game.
She's very efficient, isn't she?
Frighteningly so.
For example, Nigel Pargeter is allocated to magenta in the first game, ochre in the second, and Azure in game three.
Oh, jolly good.
Surely it would have been simpler just to use red, yellow and blue.
Please, Siobhan, I'll answer questions at the end.
Sorry we're late, Mrs. Hey, come on, Clary.
Yeah, all right, do me best.
Oh, sorry, everybody. Haven't missed anything, have I?
Yeah. I was just explaining the rules, actually.
And we're in groups of four on different tables for each game.
Yes, thank you, Siobhan, I can manage.
Sorry, Linda.
I have here the list of where people are sitting for each game. Each game is playing according to the normal rules.
Never mind, Linda. I'm sure I've got the hang of it. I'll see you in game three, Siobhan.
Look forward to it.
No slang or abbreviations, proper nouns or made up words.
Oh, you'll have trouble with Joe. He's always using words I've never heard of.
Well, I'm afraid you'll find that he can't.
Yeah, well, we brought our old Scrabble set, you see, in case you need it.
Oh, well, that's very kind, Joe, but I think we've got enough.
That's probably just as well, because there ain't no use there. Somebody's nicked them all.
In case of disputes over the legality of words, you must send a representative up to me for final arbitration.
Won't that slow things down?
No, it's fairer that way. And anyone caught using a dictionary to look words up will be automatically disqualified.
Excuse me, is there a time limit for each girl? What?
Yes, 2 minutes maximum.
2 minutes.
All games end when the first winner declares themselves at one of the tables. The highest scorers on the other tables at this point will also be deemed winners, and their opponents' remaining letter scores added and subtracted as per usual. Oh, Bert, I can't go to all this again.
Oh, we had a bit of a crisis with the pies.
Oh, no, what now?
Frieda slipped and fell while getting to make the oven.
Oh, no.
Well, she's all right. But she's a bit upset and Jolene sent her home.
Oh, dear.
Well, we've managed to save most of the boys, only it'll be Jolene brings them across at the interval.
Right. Right. Well, if you'll take your seat, Bert, then we can begin.
Well, where do we go?
Over here with us.
Right.
Right, so when everybody's ready, on my whistle, you can start drawing letters to see who goes first. 3, 2, 1.
Well, what are you doing over here?
The children want you to come and say good night.
Oh, all right. This filter should only take a few minutes. Oh, by the way, I've got to mention at tea time. There's a conference on agricultural marketing coming up in Cambridge. It's in a couple of weeks' time.
You don't want to go, do you?
Well, I'd like to, yeah.
But you know it's half term that week.
Oh, no, I'd forgotten.
I've just arranged with Mum to take the kids up to Prudham.
Oh, damn.
Can't Debbie go?
No, she can't. She's already committed to something else that week.
Then I don't see how you can.
Well, maybe I could fit a day in if I set off early and get Dad to cover the milking.
He might do. But are you sure it's worth it?
Well, I think so, yeah. I mean, after all, we need all the help we can get to shift the lamb, and there'll soon be the Herefords to think about as well.
Well, you'd better ask Phil then.
Yeah, I will. And maybe Mike, too.
And don't forget you promised to do that plastering tonight.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
It's got to be done.
I know.
I've put the pies in the kitchen.
Oh, good.
Mr. Booth, you've had your hand in that bag quite long enough. Take those letters out now.
I had to be rather strict with some people.
What, like if they put down a naughty word?
Well, yeah, something like that. One person who shall be nameless is completely obsessed with body parts. Oh, dear. Excuse me, Jolene. I think I need it at that table over there.
Your fault seems to be the problem.
Oh, miss, it's Booth. He's taken too long to have his go.
Well, you should try making a decent word with these letters.
The point is, Bert, the longer you take, the more it penalises the others on your table.
Well, how could I make a good score with 6 consonants and only 1 vowel?
Oh, just do anything, Bert. It don't matter how many you score, as long as the rest of us get our turns before another table finishes.
Well, it may not matter to you.
Yes, but Claire is quite right.
Yes. Now, look, if you add your U and your N to divide it, it covers a double word and actually gets rather a good score.
Yeah. But I can't do that. No, let it be cheating.
Oh, well, it hardly matters. I'm just helping you for the sake of the others.
You call yourself an invigilator? You're more like an interfering busybody.
For heaven's sake, Bert, there's no need to take it so seriously.
We should start the whole game again, boy, right?
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
No, I mean it. It's a clear infringement. Oh, hang on. Oh, I've seen someone. If I adds busy to buddy up there... Ah, that'll score me, 44 points. Ah, right. Finished! Just let me get these letters down.
But I'm afraid you've run out of time.
What?
Right, everybody! What? We will count the scores and then it's time for supper.
Oh, hooray. Well, I managed to finish the plastering at last. And Mike's agreed to cover the milking with Dad on Tuesday week, so I can go to the conference. I'll phone up tomorrow and book my place. So, that's good news, isn't it? Ruth? What's the matter, love?
It's nothing.
Well, it isn't nothing. What's up?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, there must be something.
I feel so tired. All the time. But I can't sleep. Because the baby won't let me. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Look, why don't we try some of those exercises that the midwife's given you?
I don't want to do any exercises.
Well, that breathing one's all right, though, isn't it? You like that one?
Maybe.
I'll do it with you, if you like.
All right.
So, how does it go, then?
You're breathing through your nose.
Right.
Then out through your lips. Not like that.
Like blowing out candles on a birthday cake.
Much softer.
All right, give me a chance. It was only my first go.
All right. Let's do it again.
Okay.
Anne And I hear that you're off to Hungary in a couple of weeks.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. Especially the River Danube. Apparently there's a beautiful park on an island.
There we go. That's 36 to me.
Go, I was going to go there.
Sorry, Joe. Your turn, Jennifer.
Ah, yeah, right. Well, actually, I think I can go straight away.
Oh.
There.
So, that's 16 plus 6 for the double letter, a total of 22.
Not bad. Joe?
I'm going to have to think about it.
Not too long, there. And you won't use any of your obscure dialect words, will you?
You're disturbing me concentration.
Sorry.
Well, he was going to use all seven little sir, come along and spoil it. Oh, well, he's so far behind, I might as well give up any run.
No, no, I don't think you should, because look, I can see a way you can get an even better score and still use all your seven letters.
Who's that?
And you shouldn't tell him, really.
It hardly matters, though, does it? Look at entrance.
What about me?
Well, if you add one of your letters to it, and then you can make another word down, look, using all the rest.
Can I?
Oh, come on, Jennifer.
Yes, it's something children are when they see Father Christmas, and then another word for heathen.
I don't think this is on.
Oh, I see. Entranced.
Yes, that's right. And in
feed del. I got it.
No, you can't count that.
No, absolutely you can't.
Oh, don't be such spoil sports. Joe's not going to beat you two, even if he has used up all his letters on a triple word score.
Oh, that's brilliant, that is.
Just look at his score.
Actually, that means I can do this now.
Oh, yes. Well, that's very clever. Infidelity.
Now, I'm sure you'll all be delighted to hear that, including the raffle, we have managed to raise £110 this evening.
Well done, Linda!
And I expect you're all dying to know the winner of tonight's competition. Well, in reverse order, the results are, in third place, John Higgs with 750.
Well done, Higgs. You know what that means, don't you?
In second place with 743 points is Siobhan Hathaway.
Congratulations, Siobhan. Oh, but that means I've won, doesn't it?
Precisely. Well done.
And our winner tonight by the tiny margin of 3 points is Nigel Partington.
Hooray!
So if you'd all like to come here and see your prizes, ladies and gentlemen, our three winners.
You're not the only one.
Thank you. Excuse me. That was jolly good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, we should do more of them.
Well done, Nigel.
Thank you, Linda. Ooh, Cabernet Sauvignon, my favourite.
Congratulations on coming so close to
you. Oh, never mind. Chocolates, lovely.
I'm going to do another prize.
Oh, yes, yes. For the highest score in one go, 105 points by Joe Grundy.
Well done, Joe.
Yeah, is there anything for me then? Eh?
Yes, this delightful bottle of bubble bath.
Just my luck.
Before you all go, remember there's a gig tomorrow night at the Bull upstairs, featuring your very own village band, Drop.
And Jenny, now have a look.
And a big hand to Linda for organising things this evening.
Thank you very much, and good night. Well, I think that went rather well.
Yes, well done, Linda. It was splendid.
Yeah, I almost got excited myself.
Hard luck, Siobhan, on coming so close to winning.
Oh, well, some you win and some you lose, don't you?
It's Drotty's big break.
Thank you very much, everyone. That's it from us, so good night!
Yeah, good night, everybody!
Oh, shut up, Jazzy, we're definitely a lot of us!
Oh, okay. Wasn't that just brilliant?
Yeah, we were wicked!
There you are!
Except when you missed those chords in Atrocious.
What? Did you miss any chords?
Yeah, you did at the beginning of the second chorus when it fell.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you going on about? I didn't miss a chord all night!
I know, it's a wipe-up!
Fuck it off!
Sorry, Ed, I didn't mean it. You were great.
Yeah, so were you.
We were all were. You were absolutely fantastic.
Did you see William out there?
Yeah, he looked like he hated it.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Yeah, he did. He kept looking away like he didn't want to be there, miserable git.
Emma looked well up for it, though.
Yeah.
What about your dad rocking away in the corner?
Yeah, don't mention it. Only invited him so he could get me a drink.
Hey, you lot, you were amazing.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, but hold on a sec. I've just got to make an announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, what a band.
Thanks, Mum.
That's okay, darling. So let's hear it one more time for our local debut band, Dross. Now, you've all got about 20 minutes before the next set begins. So why not make your way over to the bar and refill your glasses?
I reckon we should go out and celebrate.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all right.
Well, you deserve it. We'll give you 20 quid to help the evening along.
Thanks.
What? Brilliant.
Mum, did you really think we were good?
You heard the reaction, didn't you? They didn't like you. You do know about it.
That's true.
I thought you were great. Especially that opening number.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Oh, well done, Ed.
Thanks.
So, when you finish clearing up, there's a drink put aside for you at the bar.
Could I get mine now? I'm a bit thirsty, like.
Me too.
Yeah, go on. But make sure you clear the stage or you'll be looking for new instruments.
Yeah, we will. Okay.
What about you, Fallon?
I'll get mine in a minute. Did you honestly think we were a good man?
Yeah. Not bad at all. It's a bit raw in places, but for a first appearance, it was as good as... if not better than most bands we've played here.
So will you let us play again?
Yes, I will.
Oh, Mum!
Oh, well done, love.
Oh. You didn't ask us to play quieter like the other night.
No. You know, I felt really proud seeing my daughter up on stage singing away.
Chip off the old block, eh?
Yeah, gave me goosebumps all over.
I love you, Mum.
Oh, go on. Go on before you make me cry. Go and get that drink. Only don't let Sid see you.
I won't.
I managed to convince Jenny I was popping into the pool for a swift half.
What? With Ed's band playing?
Oh, God, of course. How stupid of me. It was risky enough as it is. I never go out to the pub on a Friday evening.
Oh, you'll just have to tell her how loud and horrible they were.
Yes, I will. I had to see you.
I've been dying to see you too.
It's just been so busy this week.
I know.
And then, of course, the one chance we might have had, you had to go in for that damn Scrabble competition last night.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I never realised you were such a dab hand with the letter tiles.
Jennifer told you all about it, then?
In great detail.
I've seen a lot more of her than I have of you in the last few days. If it's not in some interminable queue at the shop, it's outside the parish council meeting. I keep bumping into her.
When's Tim due back?
It shouldn't be till after closing time. He's over on the other side of Felpersham.
Oh, God, I wish I could stay longer. What's the matter?
Jennifer is really looking forward to going to Hungary, isn't she?
Well, yes, I suppose she is.
Last night she kept telling us all about the wonderful sights she's going to see.
You know I'd love to take you instead if I could.
Really?
Yes. Tried my damnedest to get her to change her mind.
How?
Oh, by reminding her how cold it is and how it won't be the shopping paradise she usually looks for.
She seemed keener on sailing up the Danube and visiting palaces.
Anyway, the point is she wasn't having any of it. So I'm sorry, there it is.
Why didn't you think of me in the first place? Before you invited Jennifer.
Oh, come on. You know I couldn't put her off a second time.
You might have tried.
Well, I'm sorry, Siobhan, but I really don't want to think...
That's not Tim, is it?
It shouldn't be.
All right, only the neighbours.
Yeah. Look, even so, I'm not sure I should stay. Jenny will be getting suspicious, and, I mean, Tim might come back early.
Brian?
Yes?
I know that the lot of a mistress is frequently having to play second fiddle.
More often than not, I'm afraid.
And I understand the reasons for it this time.
I'm glad you do.
But I don't want it to be always like this.
It won't be.
No. I mean it. The next time you plan a trip away... you come to me first.
Ah.
Will you?
All right. I promise I will.
Just sit in the rain.
wonderful, Fallon. Absolutely gorgeous.
I feel fantastic. Come on, race to the top.
Yeah, you're on. Look at her. I told her not to take another one.
Yes, I am. I love her.
You started first.
I love you, Ed.
I love you too.
What about me?
Yeah, I love you too. In fact, I love everyone. Oh, especially ducks.
She loves ducks.
That's great.
Oh, we're the best band in the world.
Where today, Ambridge, tomorrow, everywhere else.
Yes. Oh, you see the rain shining?
It's really bright.
Oh, I know.
It's biting my skin. I love it.
Ooh, yeah.
Here, race you both around the pond.
Oh, I want to feel the rain.
Me too.
It feels like I'm flying.
What's going on, you lot?
It's your mum, Fallon.
Hi, Mum.
Hey, Mum.
Everybody up. Sorry. You're going to fall in that pond if you ain't careful.
Well, then I'll talk to the ducks. Oh, what?
Quicket. Come on, you two, get up. Come on. I don't know what your mum's going to say when she sees you.
Oh, she won't mind.
Oh, I wouldn't bet on it. Do you know what time it is?
No, what does Mr. Wolf say?
Oh, I don't know.
It's the middle of the night. And it's time for all of you to go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Can you see the rain shining?
You've taken some, haven't you?
Oh.
Oh, come on, what?
Beans. Fantastic. Oh,
that's ecstasy, right?
Yeah.
We've been running and running.
How many?
One or two. Maybe 20. Don't hassle it.
Come, Jazzer.
Listen, I ain't happy with this.
Why are you happy?
I trusted you two to take care of Fallon. Just look at the state she's in.
We're all in a state. We want it to be.
It's right.
Oh, go on, Ed. If you can find it.
Easy.
Jazzer's staying with you.
No. You stay with me.
Yeah, at least you're back. There you are.
And me!
No!
Where's me go?
You're coming back with me.
Oh, all right. Bye!
Fallon! Be quiet!
Is that too loud?
Yes. Oh. Come on. Let's get you indoors and dry you off.
Why won't you let me put music on?
Because it's too late. You need to chill out.
But I'm chilled already. I want to dance.
Drink some of this water first, and maybe you can dance.
Well, I can't dance without music.
Oh, come on. Have some of this water.
Thanks.
That's it. Good girl.
That light's really bright.
Light? There's hardly any on.
That light, can you turn it down? Well,
if I turn that off, it'll be black in here.
Well, I'd like that.
All right. But only if you drink some more water.
Now you have to turn that light off.
I'll turn it off in a minute.
No, I want it off now.
Okay. Do you want something to eat?
No. Well, that's better. It's lovely and dark.
Well, maybe you're not supposed to eat.
I'm not hungry anyway. Should we play a game?
What sort of game?
I spy.
How can we play I spy in the dark?
Oh. Yeah, you can't play I Spy if you can't see anything. Can you think of another game?
No, not really. Listen, Fallon, why don't you tell me what it was like at the club? Which one did you go to?
I can't remember, but it was brilliant.
Wait, did they play good music?
Yes. Yeah. Loads of hard house, right. And they had really cool DJ.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's great. And then, and there were lots of other people there?
Tons. Oh, you could hardly move. Well, it was like this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, love, it's okay. You don't need to show me.
I want to. Yeah. Oh, and then Jazz's friend came up and gave you some ease. So. You're not cross with me, are you?
No. No, not really.
Because you sound like you are.
No. Look, I just want to make sure you're all right.
I've never felt as good as this.
How many tabs did you take?
They're not tabs, they're pills.
Oh, sorry, pills. How many?
Don't be cross with me.
No, I won't be, darling. I promise.
Well, I took one. And then I took another one.
Straight away?
No, later on. You're not cross, are you?
No, really, really, I'm not.
Are you tired?
Well, only a little.
Oh, good. Because I'm not. I want to stay up all night.
Then I'll stay up with you.
Oh, great.
Hey, we can have a big talk, can't we?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know, I love you, Mum. I really love you.
Yeah, and I love you too.
But honestly, I love you so much. I even love Sid as well.
Well, I'm glad about that.
Do you love me too?
Of course I do.
No, do you really love me?
Yes, I do. Now, I've got some more water.
I wonder if you put some music on.
I can't. It wakes it.
I suppose so.
We can talk instead, if you like.
I'd like that.
Well, you drink your water then, and we'll keep talking for as long as you want.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sue Wilson, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.